Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to Bethany's Contemporary Worship Service. For we've come to worship the Lord today, Amen. Who has been so gracious and so faithful to each and every one of us. My name is Brenda Lewis. I have the honor of serving as associate pastor here at Bethany. And so I am honored to be with you, not only physically, but also virtually. For you continue to be a part of the family of Bethany, and we welcome you today. I'd like to share just a couple of quick announcements for your hearing. Today is our Gathering in Community Sunday, so we will be having a continental brunch following this service in the fellowship hall. For those of you who were able to register, we're also going to be doing a lunch as well. We understand that some of you may have other activities, such as our trunk or treat later on this afternoon with Pastor Kathy and the Children and Family Ministry. So we also have containers for you if you need to take your breakfast to go. Amen?
Amen.
Also, we just want to lift up our Missions Thanksgiving project, where we will be collecting items that we can provide meals to 20 families in our community. And so please go to our website where there is a listing of the items that have been requested, and you are able to drop those off in our Mission Central location at the rear entrance of the fellowship hall. Also, if you have been someone who likes to support our Operation Christmas Child project, there will also be boxes that you will be able to pick up in that same area and also return if you do not take it to one of the specific drop-off locations. And again, that information is on our website under our Mission Ministry page. We also say thank you, thank you, thank you for your continuous support, not only with your gifts and talents, but also through your tithes and offerings. All of this makes it possible for us to do the work of Jesus in our community. And now, let us begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. We thank you for the opportunity to gather in so many ways today to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Now I invite you to stand to your feet as you're able to join us as we begin in praise.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen you in a sunset and in the eyes of a stranger on the street. To you are me. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I need you, you fill me with hunger for more of your mercy, your goodness. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. Who you are to me. Who you are to me. When I'm bowing to you down on my knees, you're everything I need. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I need you, you feel me to the air that I breathe. That's who you are. You are greater, higher, over it all. In your presence, Jesus, I stand in awe of your mercy, your goodness. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. That's who you are to me. Who you are to me. That's who you are to me.
Who you are. Who you are.
Who you are. Oh, that's who you are to me. God, you're so worthy. You're so holy. The song that we're about to sing, it's a new song, singing here at Bethany, but it talks about the worthiness of our God and what he did to deserve that. Oh God, we're so grateful. It was my cross you bore so I could live. In the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus, you deserve praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Shame is gone. I stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on and on, and I will think of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Your name, worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Oh, worthy is your name. God, we live for the day that we can sing how worthy you are, cry with the angels. Holy, holy, holy. Be exalted now.
Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our You're the name above all names.
You sing.
Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today. Thank you for creating us to love and to laugh and to have fun. That's the best part of all. We are grateful that you are with us all the time. Thank you for being with us when we are at church, at home with our families, at school, and even if we go trick or treat. We get gifts. Thank you for your love, which is sweeter than any candy. Candy is good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Grateful, grateful, grateful.
Today is what would be considered a standalone message, if you will. It is not part of a sermon series such as the one that Pastor Andrew led us through for the past 4 weeks in regards to the book of Jonah and Jonah himself, understanding that it's not about anything. It's not about us. Not our circle of friends, what we have, what we want, or what we don't want. And so, for us, for me, to be able to come and share this message with you based upon today's opportunity to just be hostesses, a sense of hospitality as we have the chance to gather as a community of faith, not only in worship, but later on, a time that we have missed during these past months. And so it is with a grateful heart that we're able to do that today. And so with this, I would like to share with you the title, When We Gather. When we gather. So often we take a lot of things for granted as to why people actually come through our doors or join us virtually as to reasons why they join us. And I would dare say that there are probably expectations. For some, it may be a true sense of gratification, and for others, it is a time of revelation. For you see, my friends, people gather in many different ways for many different reasons or circumstances. Most of those are unique or similar in format. Gatherings such as watch parties or tailgating to cheer on one's favorite football team or baseball team. And yes, they're still, we're playing baseball. And then there are gatherings that mark significant life events such as baby showers or birthdays, anniversaries, and graduations. This season is known as a season of gathering for harvesters as well as those who celebrate holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. However, a lot of these particular gatherings are usually by invitation. Invitation to come and join them. And usually when one receives an invitation, the first three questions that come to mind are, when is it, where is it, and who's going to be there? And if we're honest about it and we expand this list a little bit further, the same is true if you were attending college or a seminary, whether you're a member of corporate America or a member of a given neighborhood community. Sometimes your participation is through invitation only. Very often, the acceptance of such an invitation has the propensity to result in unfulfilled expectations, misguided gratification, and/or questionable association. For you see, many of the invitations that are extended throughout the world are not always based on some of the reasons that you and I would gather. One of the memories that I have as a young person growing up was when there were invitations extended by classmates or neighborhood friends. This was an indication that you were a part of what was happening and you were accepted. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm older than a lot of you. It's okay. You may have been one of those people who were invited automatically, and that's all right too. However, I still have the memories of not being invited. Memories of being considered as someone who was not a part of what was happening, someone who was not accepted. Those feelings made one feel less than, and I would dare say that there may be some sitting here today or watching virtually who have been made to feel that they were not a part of what was going on, or better yet, or greater than that, not better, but greater than that, that they were not accepted in certain circles. But I thank God that the invitation from friends and neighbors were not the ultimate invitation that I would receive during my lifetime. But I'm blessed to know that there was an invitation that was given to me a long time ago, coming out of the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but shall have a chance to eternal life." This invitation came out of an abundance from God's heart to God's people to let us know that we are a part of one community, a community based on love, based on grace, based on mercy, based on forgiveness, based on acceptance. This invitation had a follow-up statement, if you will, to let us know that God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, to judge us, but that we might have a chance to be saved. For you see, my friends, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. To be able to make the people of God to feel like they're not really a part of what's going on. But I'm here to let you know, you are a part of what's going on when we gather. You are a part of what's going on whether we gather here in this physical location or whether you gather with friends via Zoom, via FaceTime. We can still gather and be a part of God's community. Gathering is based on a sense of something that connects us together. And what connects the people of God is God's love for each and every one of us. Knowing that God is with us regardless of where we may be. People wrestle with the question, well, can I still have church if I'm not in a church building? Yes, you can. Can I still have church if I don't have a choir where I am? Yes, you can. Will I still be in God's presence if I give God thanks and praise standing in my kitchen? Yes, you will. Will God still hear my prayers when I'm bent down on knee and tears streaming down my face? Will I still be in God's presence, and will I still be able to thank him for all that he has done? Yes, you can. Can I still worship God even if I'm sitting in a correctional facility? Yes, you can. Pastor, what are you basing that on? I'm basing it on the Word of God that is given to us from the Gospel of Matthew, the 18th chapter and the 20th verses. For it says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. The praise band sang earlier, not only is God with us, but God is for us. God is for us even in the midst of our trials and tribulations. God is with us when we're facing unexpected life's challenges. And I say you plus God is two, so where you are, God is also. Sometimes people wrestle with, well, how can that be? And I'd like to share this experience with you because it also was a reminder to me. I had a loved one who was to undergo surgery. Unbeknownst to me before that time, she had never had surgery before in her life. She wrestles with a very crippling illness, and yet she never had surgery before. And so when I spoke with her and I explained to her all of the various details and steps of what would take place from the time she would be transported to the time that she would be in pre-op and then to surgery and then into recovery, she had no point of reference. And I said, you understand that things are different because of COVID, and normally they would let loved one come and be with you in pre-care when they get you ready and then be with you after surgery when it's over, but my understanding is they're not allowing that right now. However, if you would like, I will come and I will be there at the hospital, just so that you know that you're not alone. I will try to see if they will allow me to come back. If nothing else, I trust and believe that God is going to make a way for us to connect so that you will know that you're not alone. We serve a way-making God, family, because God opened a door that I was able to call back to the pre-op area and be able to speak with her on the phone to let her know that I am here. I'm in the family waiting area, so I don't want you to think that I didn't make it with all of the weather alerts. I'm here, and not only that, I was able to pray with her before she went into surgery. That's how I view God. God is there. Even though we may not be able to physically see God, God is still with us. We gather as a community of faith, touching and believing that God is our provider. God is our sustainer. God is our redeemer. God is our friend. And what God does for us is not because we've done anything to earn it, but because of God's unending grace that is given to us each and every day. Being able to gather as a community, as well as being able to gather individually, has a certain power and strength to it. My husband, who due to medical challenges is unable to gather with us, and yet he still worships and thanks God for what has taken place in his life. And there are times when I'm on the lower level and he's on the main level. And all of a sudden, I hear this, hallelujah, Lord, thank you. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for being with me. There's something about that praise that is permeating, that is electrifying, that draws one in. Because then I found myself saying, thank you, Lord, for reminding us of your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for reminding us that we're still in your presence, wherever we are. Thank you, God. For those who join us virtually, God, thank you, God, that they're able to still worship you in spirit and in truth. When we gather, I pray that you come with expectations, with anticipations of what it is that God has in store for you. Anticipation of being together, worshiping, giving praise and honor to God. Understanding that God's giving of his Son did not stop there, but Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to remind us we are in God's presence wherever we are. How do I know? Because Jesus tells us when we come, understanding the sacrifice that he made, he left us the words that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If we are willing to accept the invitation of Jesus, we just have another opportunity, a greater opportunity to share that love with others. There's an old Negro hymn titled Bringing in the Sheaves. And it talks about sowing in the morning, sowing in the noonday. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. And I just picture back in the day of Jesus and those of my ancestors, when it came to harvest time and God had blessed them one more time with a bounteous crop, as they gathered their harvest, that they went singing and praising, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. I pray that wherever God allows you to be in God's spirit, that you too are able to gather your thanks, your praise, and say, I've come rejoicing, bringing in my sheaves. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you are so holy. You are so wonderful. You are so faithful, God. The God, you don't give us a checklist that we have to meet all of these criteria as the world would, but God, you accept us where we are. God, you give us various opportunities to be able to gather with you through the Holy Spirit, God, to remind us that you are still with us. And so we thank you for that, God. Lord, but don't let us keep it to ourselves, but let us go about rejoicing and letting others know that you are with them wherever they may be. And so we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your holy name, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Please rise to your feet as you are able for our closing selection.
Come again, no one can.
to stand between us.
Amen. God for us, God with us, nothing can stand between us. Amen.
Amen.
As we prepare to leave this place, we pray that you have an opportunity to stop by the fellowship hall. This is a time of celebration, folks.
Amen.
But there's some new things that God has in store for us, and I am excited about it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to bless the food as well as give the benediction. God, we thank you for your provision, Lord, and we ask that you bless the food that we will receive. Let it nourish and strengthen our bodies, God, as we know and understand that there is one who is able to keep us from falling, who is able to present us before the throne of grace, where there is majesty, dominion, power, but most of all, love. A throne where Jesus will be meeting us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Go in peace.
God with us, God for us, nothing can come against, no one can stand between us. God with us, God for us, nothing can come against, no one can stand between us. God with us, God for us, nothing can come against, no one can stand between us.